Hey there, Legal Tea listeners. This is your host, Jenny Rozelle. Welcome back for another episode today, episode 140. Today's episode is a current trends topic where we talk about things going on currently that are relevant and pertinent to my estate and elder law world. Or maybe they're things that I've seen on the news or stumbled across on social media that are also pertinent. On today's episode, we are going to chat about a fellow named Mark Rossler, who is a publicist by trade, but he sure has an interesting client list. You want to know who his clients are? They're all dead. Dead celebrities, actually. Or, as some like to call them, delebrities. Mark is the founder of CMG Worldwide, which, according to the Guardian article that inspired this episode, CMG has represented 3,000 deceased entertainment, sports, music, and historical personalities. The Guardian article is linked in the source links for this episode, and it is titled, "We Said No to Elvis Presley Sweat and James Dean Condoms, The Agent Making a Killing from Dead Celebrities." With that kind of title, I was hooked. Let's talk a little bit about Mark first. When I started researching and writing this episode, I kept finding more and more like small world connections as I learned more about Mark. And maybe if I'm lucky, he will listen to this episode and realize that he and I should talk about celebrities, of course, but also about all of our small world connections. First and foremost, he is from Indiana, which if you are a faithful Legal Tea listener, you know this podcast is based out of Indiana. I also was born, raised, and continue to live in Indiana today. Mark grew up near Fairmount, Indiana, which is super close to where my husband is from, which is Hartford City, Indiana. Years later for college, Mark attended DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana, which ironically, DePaul is in the county that I grew up in, which is Putnam County, Indiana. And the small worldness doesn't stop there. After DePaul, Mark ended up attending IU McKinney School of Law, which is where I attended law school. Weird. Wow, right? So you probably now know way more about me and Mark than you really ever cared to know, but I digress. So Mark founded his company, CMG Worldwide, in 1981. But before that, interestingly, he actually started his own roofing company to help fund his law school education. And the Guardian article said that he enjoyed it so much that he considered remaining in that field. Though, eventually the roofing business slowed down a bit, and that is when he stumbled into working for a company that was licensing copyrights for specifically Norman Rockwell, the artist, specifically Norman Rockwell's images. After that, he landed a job with Elvis Presley's Graceland, where he ended up representing the Elvis Presley estate in a dispute between the tourist attraction Graceland and the Elvis Presley's former manager, Colonel Tom Parker. And that was Mark's first client, Elvis Presley. And as the Guardian article says, not a bad first client to have. That really made him, Mark, start to think about kind of other dead celebrities and wondered if there was like a legitimate opportunity there. As I mentioned earlier, Mark grew up in Fairmount, Indiana, which if you have any idea, anything about Fairmount, Indiana, it's probably affiliated with James Dean. Yes, the James Dean. James Dean was not only buried in Fairmount, but he also grew up really close to Fairmount, Indiana. So you want to know where or who was Mark's second client? James Dean's estate. So sure, not a bad second client either, right? After going two for two on big names like Elvis Presley and James Dean, he started registering for trademarks for his clients' names and some of their most famous images. And Mark even started working with various states, governments, because every state had different laws around people protecting their names and likeness. Fast forward to today, he has many, many big name clients, or many celebrities as clients. He just recently signed Albert Einstein, and a few others in his client base are names like Neil Armstrong, Aaliyah, Rosa Parks, Burt Reynolds, Sugar Ray Robinson, Ingrid Bergman, Alan Turing, Maya Angelou, Malcolm X, just to name a few. And like I mentioned earlier, Mark's company has represented around 3,000 dead celebrities. Interestingly, just like everything in this world, his world too is also changing and adapting to technology, specifically like artificial intelligence. And actually, Mark shared in the Guardian article that his company recently acquired an interest in a tech company called Worldwide XR, which really gets into like holograms and augmented reality. And Mark stated, quote, "So suddenly, people like James Dean can star in movies again and appear in ads," which is crazy and wild, right? Tim, who is actually the author of this Guardian, the Guardian piece, Tim, the author, asked Mark, "Does it ever seem strange on some ethical level to be working with people from beyond the grave? After all, we can never know if they would have approved of what's being done in their name." Well, Mark responded and he said, quote, "You know, James Dean had a famous quote, 'If a man can bridge the gap between life and death, if he can live on after he's dead, then maybe he was a great man.' So I think he would be happy that future generations continue to be inspired by his work. Obviously, these celebrities have gone to great lengths during their lifetime to protect their legacy, so wouldn't want it to get abused. That's why it's important to have somebody continue to handle it, and that's what we tried to do," end quote. And he further shared that part of his job is really about like managing the dead celebrity, the celebrity, to ensure that all opportunities are considered, and also to shy away from ones that will really put them in an unfavorable light. For example, he shared a story about how someone was wanting to do a theme park in Japan that was like James Dean theme. And Mark said, quote, "We didn't think it would be successful, and you don't want to be married to a failure. You could guide a celebrity down the wrong path, make a couple of flops, and tank their reputation," end quote. And that's really an excellent point. You know, I have talked about here on Legal Tea before, specifically on the celebrity estate planning episodes mainly, about how celebrities often continue to make money after they die. And sometimes they are even wildly successful after they die. And the Guardian article actually mentions that nowadays, just to kind of name a few, Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley, their estates earn around $100 million each year. Dr. Seuss earns around $40 million each year. Prince is like $30 million each year. So you can imagine something big, something bad happening to big names that earn money, that money could seize or could decrease. And Mark and his company, CMG, attempt to avoid that. Along the same lines, CMG, like I mentioned earlier, represents personalities that are incredibly important historical figures, like civil rights icons, Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, and Malcolm X. A perfect example of Mark's work is that a couple decades ago, the controversial figure Spike Lee started selling Malcolm X merchandise leading up to Malcolm X's biographical film that was released in 1992. Well, Mark and CMG, on behalf of Malcolm X, got into a legal dispute with Spike Lee. And at the conclusion of the lawsuit, Mark and CMG were successful in their argument, stating that Malcolm X's widow, not Spike Lee, controlled the rights. So that's sort of a little glimpse into one aspect of Mark and CMG's job, protecting dead celebrities' names and likeness and reputations and rights, etc. The kind of work that Mark and CMG and other companies like CMG do is not always unicorns and rainbows, my friends. The Guardian article actually mentioned a few cases where things actually backfired. There was one case with Martin Luther King Jr. involved, and it was a Ram truck commercial that I guess debuted during the 2018 Super Bowl. Well, Mark and CMG, just to clarify, do not represent Martin Luther King Jr., but who does represent caught heat for not displaying Martin Luther King Jr. really in a positive manner. Maybe a better different way to describe it is it really wasn't in a manner that MLK Jr. would have likely been okay with. Another example was with Doc Martens, the shoes. They ran an ad that featured Kurt Cobain. Well, Kurt Cobain's wife, widow, Courtney Love, said it was a, quote, despicable use of her husband's name or husband's image. Again, Mark and CMG did not represent Kurt Cobain, but who did? Got fired. And a third and final example is when Bruce Lee's daughter approved the use of Bruce Lee through like technological means to be used for Johnny Walker Blue Label. And while she approved it, there were many fans who were unhappy and said that Bruce Lee would not have been okay with being the face of whiskey. So these PR disasters are exactly what Mark and CMG attempt to stay out of. Their work is keeping their dead celebrities, in alignment with what they think that they would have been okay with, what they would have stood for, and in alignment with generally good things for their reputation. When talking about PR mess-ups, Mark mentioned something like, you know, you can't please everybody and people are going to be critical of this or that or whatever you do. And that's fair. It kind of reminds me of the saying, damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? You know, so Mark, if you happen to listen to this episode, I hope many would agree that you have a really cool, really different, very unique job, but I'm certain it comes with a ton of challenges too. And probably generally, you know, like an acceptance that whatever you do, whatever choice decision you make, there will always be critics. I also think that with the rise of artificial intelligence and general, you know, technological advances, Mark and CMG's plate is about to get even fuller. Alrighty, let's wrap up this episode, shall we? Next week, we are back to the celebrity estate planning type of episode. And during those type of episodes, we dive into like a celebrity or big name, person that has passed away and really go into how their estate looked from an estate planning perspective. Well, next week's episode is about George Carlin's estate. Now, George Carlin, he's the comedian, the actor, etc. It will be a phenomenal follow-up to this episode because would you believe me if I told you that his estate actually sued someone over their use of artificial intelligence and George Carlin? It's crazy amazing follow-up to this episode today. So tune in to that episode next week, Legal Tea listeners. Talk to you then and stay well.